You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. Well, you know, better late with that trumpet call. Better late than never, but hey, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? This is the show about you, and we're here every Saturday night on WABC, and you can become part of our show by giving us a call, 800-848-9222. So what is this show? Well, I'm going to tell you, tonight is a very special night for me because this is the 12th anniversary show. You know, when I started this show 12 years ago on WOR, I remember I did the first show on Saturday night. You know, I remember it almost like it was yesterday. Mike, can you play that show? Play that a bit. What a night to start a show about plastic surgery. The New York Times today ran a front-page article on the first face transplant, which was performed in France last week. When's the last time you saw a show about a plastic surgery article on page one of the New York Times? Well, it's amazing this thing lasted 12 years, Mike.
And this is Plastic Surgery in the Air, a new program on WOR. Each Saturday, we'll talk about another interesting topic.
Right, that's
in
enough of that,
surgery.
Mike. Okay, so that's how it all started. That's how it started 12 years ago tomorrow night on that other station. And I'll tell you, a little rusty because I hadn't been on the radio regularly since the college days at WRSU at Rutgers. When I did the morning news, you know, the 6 o'clock news, the 7 o'clock news in the morning when no one was awake. Those were fun days. And we started the show 12 years ago, and we're still here despite that first show, which was just a little bit rusty. Anyway, we're the show about you. That's what we talk about. We talk about your wrinkles, your fat deposits on your hips, your protruding bellies after pregnancy, maybe a large nose, protruding ears, big earlobes. How about earlobes that are just really enormous? I saw a bunch of those this week in the office. This is a show about cosmetic surgery, plastic surgery, skin care, and a little bit of fashion and some general medicine thrown in. This is the show about you. So you can become part of the show, 800-848-9222. And the good news, since we're announcing our 12-year anniversary, is that they renewed us for another year. So presumably there will be a 13th anniversary next year. So thank you all for listening and supporting the show. All right. Tonight we're going to talk about a lot of interesting things. We're going to talk about the new things in cosmetic surgery. And I've mentioned in the past the InstaLift. I want to talk a little bit about that one tonight. We're going to talk about non-invasive procedures that you can still do before New Year's Eve. That's right. New Year's Eve is only about a month away. Can you imagine that? It's almost New Year's Eve, and there are still things you can do if you're going to that very special New Year's Eve party to look as good as possible. But, no, you're not going to have surgery before then, but you can do all sorts of things. So we'll talk about the non-invasive things, the things that you can do to make yourself look better fast. Maybe it's before Christmas. We're running out of time. Because you don't have too many weeks to recover. But we are going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a New York City doctor who was arrested for performing, illegal plastic surgery. It seems that I have this story, different name and the same story every few months on this show. So we're going to talk about that too. But mostly we are going to talk about you and answer your phone calls. So get ready. you're going to get a free bottle of Daytime if you do call. Now, what is Daytime? Daytime is an SPF 20. It's actually a 23. But, you know, here we are in December. Not really all that necessary unless you're going skiing and you're going to get all that reflected sunshine, if there is any, off of the if there is any snow. Well, then you'll need my SPF. But it's much more important than that. It is the skin protector. It is the one that's going to buttress your skin barrier, the barrier that keeps the good things in, the bad things out. That's what Daytime is all about. It is very important. Also, I put niacin in Daytime. That, yes, it strengthens the barrier of the skin. But niacin is very interesting because it lightens the skin in a way that's very different from almost all skin lighteners. So what do they do? When you put things like vitamin C or licorice extract or one of the many other things that can lighten the skin, the way they do that is they decrease the production of melanin by the cells that make melanin. That's the pigment. That's the brown pigment in the skin. So almost everything, hydroquinone, you know, all the kojic acid, all the things that you know of, and I know that many of you do know these things if you try and lighten your skin, and it's not just for splotchy brown pigmentation, but a lot of people with a little darker color to their skin choose to lighten their skin. We see that in the press all the time. So if you use these chemicals, kojic acid and hydroquinone and vitamin C and all these other things, what you're doing is decreasing the production of melanin in the cells that make it. Melanocytes are what they are called. But vitamin B3, which is niacin, does this in a different way. It contributes to lightening your skin, not by stopping the production of pigment, but rather by stopping the transport of the pigment from those cells to the skin. And you say, well, what do I care about that? The reason you might care is because if you are trying to even out your skin tone, then we hit it kind of with the 1-2 whammy. We decrease the production of pigment, and then we also decrease the delivery of pigment into the skin with my program. So that's how it works if you're really interested in the physiology behind how skin does even out its tone. All right, so Daytime is the thing that we put on in the morning. So we have a very, very, very special sale on Daytime right now. I sound like those other guys on the radio, but this is short-dated Daytime. And you say, well, why do I want that? Well, it expires in March, so you certainly have, you know, 4 months to use this. And because of that, and we have a whole new batch coming in that's going to have a 3-year expiration date, as this would also, by the way, because this batch was tested and this batch would have a 3-year expiration. It gets very technical with the FDA, but they gave us 2 years and that expires March. So we're almost giving this stuff away. Normally it's $45. It's going to be $15 if you use the 15-day code, 15-day, and it's perfectly fine. The FDA says use it right up into that last day in March. It's great for Christmas presents, by the way. They won't look. I'm kidding. Of course they look at expiration. We look at expiration dates. And that's why I'm upfront and honest in telling you, well, we're discounting this because it's coming near the end of this particular one, but perfectly good to have this. So it's a great sale for those of you who like Daytime or want to give it away as gifts. All right, 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. Did you see in the news this week there was a penis transplant? Oh, you can't make this stuff up. There was a penis transplant in South Africa. Remember back in the 60s when they did the heart transplant? The first heart transplant in the world was done by Dr. Christian Barnard in South Africa. So I guess they've now done the first penis transplant. We won't go into that in detail on this show, but I thought it was worthy of mention on a plastic surgery show in New York. You know, the first kidney transplant. Do you know the first kidney transplant was performed by a plastic surgeon in 1954, a guy named Joseph Murray, who won the Nobel Prize? Maybe the only plastic surgeon that ever won a Nobel Prize. I met him when I was up at Harvard. He was the chief of plastic surgery at the Brigham, and a very interesting guy, passed away already, but he won the Nobel Prize for performing the first kidney transplant. And why did a plastic surgeon do that? Because plastic surgeons were the only ones in the 1950s who knew anything about rejection of tissue and transplantation of tissues. So it was the plastic surgeons that led the team. So really kind of interesting. All right, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. So here it is, the beginning of December, and getting cold out. We're all thinking about Christmas. We're thinking about Hanukkah. We're thinking about New Year's. And I have patients come in all the time, and they say, well, I want to get a facelift before the end of the year. Well, you know, that's not really going to happen because there's a lot of planning that goes into facelift surgery. We, of course, need to plan your surgery. We need to have you see a board-certified internal medicine doctor before surgery. We have to do laboratory tests. If you're over 60, I will often do a stress test on you. We'll get you on the treadmill to make sure you're going to be fine in surgery. So there's a lot of things that have to be done before a facelift. And beyond that, if you had a facelift this week, you're not really going to be in shape for New Year's Eve. Maybe you will if it's a party that has a lot of mood lighting, let's say, and you're not up there with the lights on your face, and certainly not if you're leading the TV show with the ball dropping. You don't want to just have a facelift. So just a note to those of you who are doing that. You need some time. But what don't you need a lot of time for? Well, of course, there are procedures that you can have now, such as Botox. And you can't wait too long for Botox. You really have to have it this week or next week if you want it to kick in by New Year's, because Botox takes as long as 2 weeks to work. How does it work? You know, we talk about Botox all the time on this show, but we really don't get into the details. And that is not quite fair because it is the most common of all the procedures that we do in plastic surgery. That is the most common procedure. 6.5 million people had Botox last year. So it's a toxin. And I'm going to tell you something. The toxin that we use is very harmless to you, but boy, if we inject it into a mouse, it would do a number on the mouse. And we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle here on WABC. 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. We'll be right back.
I'll bet you've all tried skincare that just doesn't work. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created skincare that really does work and is scientifically proven to decrease the visibility of wrinkles and splotches and smooth rough skin in as little as a month. The longer you use it, the better you'll look. And because I know that you'll only stick to a skincare program long-term if it's simple, I've combined the most effective ingredients into just one morning cream and one evening serum. My morning daytime SPF cream protects your skin with sunscreen and niacin, and my nighttime serum nourishes it with vitamin C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. But some people say that the best part of my program is my invigorating and non-irritating Clean Time soap. This fall, use the WABC code to receive 15% off all my products on drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY.
Specialty Rondeau Incorporated in Jersey City, New Jersey is seeking a managing director responsible for managing sales, administration, marketing, development activities, initiatives related to glass container industry. Represent North American continent on behalf of Group Rondeau, analyzing new potential markets, organizing all sales, marketing activities throughout operations in North America, projecting market revenue potential, overseeing employees, a minimum of bachelor's degree in marketing, management, economics, sciences, or related, plus 5 years experience in business development, general or regional manager, sales or ops manager, or related. Interested candidates apply by mail to Nitza Dears, Office Manager, Specialty Rondeau, Incorporated, 30 Montgomery Street, Suite 240, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07302. Reference Job Managing Director. Again, 30 Montgomery Street, Suite 240, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07302. Reference Job Managing Director.
I've cut way back on salt.
And I eat lots of salmon and broccoli.
I exercise to lower my blood pressure.
Because you're so stressed?
Because I try to do everything I can to be around, for me and for you.
When we take care of our own hearts, we're also taking care of the people closest to us. So it's comforting to know that RWJ Barnabas Health has New Jersey's most comprehensive cardiac care program, with access to top specialists, minimally invasive heart surgery options, and rehabilitation and wellness programs that strengthen and protect hearts. We're also home to the state's most experienced valve replacement team, and we're one of the nation's top 5 heart transplant centers. So get your heart checked. It's as easy as visiting rwjbh.org/heart for an appointment.
I plan on being around for us a long, long time.
Me too.
Your heart doesn't beat just for you. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we are back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC, the 12th anniversary show of What's Your Wrinkle. We've gone through some changes. It was called Plastic Surgery in the Air for the first few years, and then I teamed up with my good friend, Dr. Michael Roizen. We did the You, the Owner's Manual radio show, and then the third version of this is What's Your Wrinkle, which we've been doing. But it's one continuous Saturday evening, much to the chagrin of my wife, too, but my wife, who says, you know, can you choose another night instead of Saturday night? But I like Saturday nights doing this show, and I think my audience does also, because most of you are driving into New York right now. You're going over the bridge. You're going through the tunnel, blacking out the signal, and listening to this show. So thank you. 800-848-9222. So I was talking about the procedures that you can do before New Year's Eve, and Botox takes between 2 and 14 days to kick in, to start working. A lot of people think it's instant. No, the dermal fillers like Restylane and Juvederm, those are instant. But Botox takes a little while to work. How long does it take? Again, anywhere up to 2 weeks, but most commonly about a week or so. And then it works for about 4 months, and the range is between 2 and 6 months. Now, we've got an interview with Dr. Richard Brodsky, who is the director of pediatric telemedicine at the Bristol Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. And after the interview with Dr. Brodsky, we're going to come back and talk about more procedures that you can have before New Year's Eve. So, Mike, go ahead. Let's hear Dr. Brodsky. So tonight I've got Dr. Richard Brodsky. He is a pediatrician at the Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey. He's an assistant professor of pediatrics at Rutgers, Robert Wood Johnson Medical School. And he's going to be talking about when you need to take your child to the emergency room. Well, the holiday season is here. We just talked about Christmas and Hanukkah coming up. It's a fun time of the year, isn't it? We all love it. And I suppose it might even snow enough to use sleds in New York. But when there are when there's snow and ice, there's also an awful lot of accidents. So you have to be prepared. And tonight we're going to prepare you for whatever may happen. You know, when you bring your child to an emergency room. So we have Dr. Richard Brodsky. As I said, he specializes in pediatric emergency medicine. And it's a real pleasure to have you on the line. Are you there, Dr. Brodsky?
Well, hello, Dr. Perry. Yeah, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for taking time on your Saturday evening. So tell us now, the audience is listening. I have a lot of listeners who have children or even grandchildren that want to hear now. What are some of the common injuries? What are the risks that kids face? What should parents be doing this time of year to keep their kids safe?
Sure. So I think that it's not going to come as a surprise to anybody who has children, that children almost actively seek out trouble at all times, not just during the holiday season. They like to put things in their mouths. They always seem to walk away from us right at that moment where we're not paying attention, and they always seem to get into something, and that is common at all times of year. However, at this time of year, we find that we're much more distracted. You know, there's a lot of family in the room. There's a lot of everybody's off, and there's sometimes everybody's in one room talking about one thing, and the children sneak away. And because of that, there's more things for them to get into, things like new toys that have small parts that act as choking hazards, and other things that are around the house that they can also get into that cause problems. There's a plant that is around the house this time of year, actually several plants, that children have a tendency to get into, and that would be, for some households, a Christmas tree. Children who run into a Christmas tree can get eye injuries. They can also get some pretty significant splinters that might need to be removed in an emergency department. But also the decorations for the tree can cause a lot of problems. a lot of those decorations are made of glass, or they are made of a very sharp plastic that, when broken, can embed themselves in the skin. And that's going to require some x-rays to check and see how deep they are, and some delicate removal. In addition, some children for the season, as you were talking about sleds and going outside, they may receive some gifts that are meant for the outdoors, such as bikes or skateboards or other wheeled instruments of enjoyment. And some people, unfortunately, try them out because they're too anxious indoors, and that can sometimes cause injuries as well. And if you do try these outdoors, just remember basic safety.
And there are so many hazards out there. You know, we're all well-intentioned. We get our kids these things, and then they tend to hurt themselves with many of the great toys that you want them to have fun with. And, you know, poisoning is also a big problem around the house. I know, you know, it's a funny story, not so funny. I had some rat poison actually out in my in a shed in my backyard, and my dogs got into it. And boy, you know, I was saying, my veterinarian told me a nice little hint. You give them some hydrogen peroxide. I don't think we give humans that. Shake that dog up, and out comes the rat poison. It worked very well. I'm not kidding. It was interesting. But tell us, you know, about poisoning. Also, this time of year is an issue, right?
Absolutely. And as a side note, I also used the hydrogen peroxide trick on my dog after 2 pounds of chocolate was obtained. So I know exactly how you feel on that one. Poisoning is
like
actually
that little volcano when it say that again.
Both ends in my case of my dog. Poisoning is really a year-long problem with children, but we have more things that we're at risk for at this time of year. Mistletoe is something that children tend to eat, and actually it's a fairly harmless ingestion. But some of the more harmful ingestions come from sources that you wouldn't actually normally be on guard for. One of the most common ingestions that we see are when children accidentally take other family members' medications. So you have family in visiting for the holidays, and grandmother has hypertension medicine or diabetes medicine or something along those lines, and they happen to be out. And like I said, children love to just get in trouble, and so they find these brightly colored pills that look like M&Ms or candy, and that actually can cause a very serious problem. I have a lecture that sometimes I give to medical students called One Pill Can Kill, and in some of these very dangerous adult medicines, it does not take much for a small child to get in trouble.
All right, my guest this evening is Dr. Richard Brodsky. He is the director of pediatric telemedicine, believe it or not. That's a new specialty, pediatric telemedicine, at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at the Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. He's an assistant professor of pediatrics at Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson, and he's the guy, he's the go-to guy. If your kid has some sort of an emergency, he's the guy you want to be in the emergency room at the time of the emergency. But now, let's say there's something does go on, your kid has an accident or something, you want to bring your child to the emergency room. You know, what do parents need to know about going to an emergency room, and where should they go? Do they go to just the closest one, or when do you need to go to a full-service place like Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital?
Oh, sure. So the first thing I would say to any parent or any family member out there at all is that if there is a serious injury and you are worried about the safety and welfare of your child at that moment, do not hesitate to call 911. You do not need to be on the road or on a subway or in some way trying to both take care of your child and drive in a very serious manner. So if it's life-threatening, or if you think it's obviously well-being threatening, please call 911. Your local ambulance workers and EMS folks are fantastic at knowing exactly where to bring your child. And in some cases, it is the closest ER because a situation could be very dangerous. But at other times, you will want to go to a pediatric emergency department. And there are a lot of different definitions about what that means. In our case at Bristol-Myers Squibb, we actually have a separate emergency department from the adult side. And there we are staffed with, you know, only pediatric specialists, only pediatric trained nurses. And that actually makes a very big difference when, you're trying to do things like access IVs and treating kids with that little extra care that, you know that they need. Other pediatric emergency departments, as well as ours, have child life specialists who have the ability to talk to the kids on their level and kind of calm things down and make sure that the children are as getting the least traumatic experience as possible from their trip to the emergency department.
And that's all very important information. And by the way, Robert Wood Johnson is, I believe it's the state's only level one trauma center for pediatric trauma. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yes, it is. And because of that, we have some of the best trauma surgeons who are practiced in both adult and pediatric care. And we have the ability to do some procedures that are not necessarily available at other institutions for pediatrics. And that might be something that you might have to understand if you end up going to an emergency department that is not particularly specialized, is that sometimes there will have to be a procedure that is not available there or a certain type of evaluation that is not available, and your child might need to be transferred to another hospital. And that might need some patience on the part of the family. Generally, emergency department visits, whether you go to a pediatric location or to an adult location, tend to be very time-consuming. And there are many, many factors for that. So families should also prepare that they may not end up at the same location that they start. And at the same time, no matter where they go, it usually is not a very quick visit. There are, you know, if your child is ill and your child is sick, we want to do everything possible. And sometimes that might take a little while.
And our clock is pulling us away. Dr. Richard Brodsky from Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, thanks so much for a great interview and best wishes in this holiday season. We'll be back. And we'll be back after these words. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, 800-848-9222. Another half hour of the show, so stay tuned. We'll be back now.
I've cut way back on salt.
And I eat lots of salmon and broccoli.
I exercise to lower my blood pressure.
Because you're so stressed.
Because I try to do everything I can to be around for me and for you.
When we take care of our own hearts, we're also taking care of the people closest to us. So it's comforting to know that RWJ Barnabas Health has New Jersey's most comprehensive cardiac care program, with access to top specialists, minimally invasive heart surgery options, and rehabilitation and wellness programs that strengthen and protect hearts. We're also home to the state's most experienced valve replacement team, and we're one of the nation's top five heart transplant centers. So get your heart checked. It's as easy as visiting rwjbh.org/heart for an appointment.
I plan on being around for us a long, long time.
Me too.
Your heart doesn't beat just for you. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This program is not insurance. To search for prescriptions in participating pharmacies, visit www.searchrx.com or call 800-509-1395. Message and data rates may apply.
If you don't want to pay outrageous prices for prescription drugs, listen closely, because there's huge news. Right now, you can get a Super Saver prescription discount card sent to your smartphone for free. That's right, free. This free card gets you huge discounts of up to 75% off on some of the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and more. Just text SAVE to 246-6810 to get your prescription discount card delivered right to your phone. Just text SAVE to 246-810 today and start saving up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. It doesn't matter if you have insurance or no insurance at all. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast and easy. Just text SAVE to 246-810 to get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Text the word SAVE to 246-810 right now. Text SAVE to 246-810.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
An important message from Medicare.
It's Medicare open enrollment now through December 7th.
Time to go online and look at all your Medicare plan choices.
Like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Look for lower costs, more benefits. I'm open to that.
Every year, plans change. So can your health needs.
Open to something better? Start today. Use the tools at Medicare.gov.
Or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes limescale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate limescale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
To What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry.
What is your wrinkle? I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is the 12th anniversary show of What's Your Wrinkle, and here we are on WABC having a great time with Jennifer, who's been very quiet tonight, and Mike. Tonight, we're talking about you, as we do every week. This is the show about your wrinkles and about maybe what you look like in the mirror that you might not be so happy with. You know, everybody's got something, right? Even the most beautiful women, the models, the TV celebrities that I see in my practice, everybody's got something. You would be surprised. And it also is very interesting. You know, you think of these people on TV as being absolutely beautiful, but take a good look at some of the women on TV, some of the women newscasters maybe, and take, not my patient, and take a good look at the shadows of the lighting, and you won't find any, because when you see people on television, and it's men also, but a lot of women do this, and they have lighting from above and from the sides and from below, so there are no shadows, and you don't see the wrinkles, because the wrinkles, they're seen by when the light casts a shadow. It's the depth of the wrinkle that you see. So when you're on TV, particularly high-definition TV, the lighting is so important. Anyway, here we are in the beginning of winter, unfortunately. I mean, not officially winter, but it sure feels like it out there. And so, you know, it's also the flu season. You know, the winter and the flu, it kind of goes hand in hand. And one of the reasons for that, by the way, is because the low temperatures and low humidity allow the viruses to survive better. So when you sneeze in the summer, the viruses don't carry as far and don't live as long. So that is one of the reasons why the viruses from the flu and cold tend to be a little bit more potent in the winter. They're not more potent. They just live longer, and they infect more people. So what do? You make sure that you wash your hands, right? You wash your hands constantly in the bathroom and after shaking someone's hand, which is the CDC says maybe we shouldn't be shaking hands, but maybe we should be bumping elbows. But that's a whole different story. So now when you think that when you go to wash your hand, let's say in a restaurant, that you are actually removing bacteria and removing viruses, wouldn't you think that? Of course you would. So that's why you do it. But it turns out there's a journal. I'm sure you all read the Journal of Biofouling. I'm not kidding. There's actually a journal called Biofouling. I read a lot of these obscure medical journals. And there was a study that they did on public restrooms and the soap containers. And they looked at the bacteria in these soap containers. You're not going to want to wash your hands after you hear this, unfortunately. And you should. But here's what they found. They found gazillions, that's a technical term, gazillions of bacteria in the both the plastic counter-mounted and the plastic wall-mounted and the stainless steel wall-mounted dispensers. And that's pretty much all of them, right? That doesn't include the jars, you know, the plastic bottles. They didn't test those, so I don't know what happened with those. And those are the ones you buy in the store. But when you go to the restaurant or any public bathroom, you see these type of dispensers, and they found gazillions. And that's almost an appropriate word because I can't tell you how many bacteria unless you understand advanced math. But we're talking about hundreds of millions of bacteria in these things. So now you say, well, it's just poor hygiene from the restaurant. So they went and they washed these dispensers with Clorox solution. Sounds good, right? It kills everything. And it did kill the bacteria, and they were perfectly fine for about a week. And then the bacteria were back. So is it a design flaw? I'm not sure. Whatever it is, when you wash your hands in these public restrooms, unfortunately, you are washing with bacteria. Oh, my goodness. You know, so what's the right answer? Do you carry your own bar of Clean Time soap? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I should make little tiny individual bars so that you can take those to the restaurant. And there's another study. I love these, you know, not to be a germaphobe, but this time of year with the flu, and all of you should have had your flu shots, and that means everybody, by the way. But there's another study in the Journal of Medical Virology, and this will be the last one because you're not going to want to leave your apartment after all this. So in this particular study, they looked at the alcohol-containing rubs, and they didn't mention them by name. You might know them. I'm not sure if they use Purell or whatever. But they're very common, right? They're common in the hospitals, in restaurants. When you go into Home Depot, they give you those little alcohol things to clean off your cart, right? So they looked at the bacteria on your hands after washing with soap and water versus using those. And what do you think? You know, we're all attuned to think, well, it's got to be the alcohol better. Nope. Nope. Turned out that conventional hand washing with water and soap, which doesn't include the study I told you last time, but the last study where you had the liquid soap in the containers, we're talking about real bars of soap or in your own home, the liquid soap. So conventional hand washing with soap and water cleaned hands more efficiently and killed more virus than the alcohol. Interesting studies. With what's right? You know, I mean, I think anything is better than nothing. And in fact, there are studies in underdeveloped countries where the simple act of washing your hands has almost completely wiped out epidemics of things like cholera and salmonella. You know, many countries, they don't. All right, enough of that. I want you to be able to enjoy your holidays, but don't forget to wash your hands. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. The phone number, 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. All right, so we were talking about procedures that you can have before New Year's Eve to look as good as you can for that very special day. And Botox, you can have that now. You can have it this week, maybe another week after that. But after that, you know, you can't be guaranteed that it's going to kick in by New Year's Eve because we're running up into a deadline. We've only got 4 weeks left. So how about filler? Absolutely. By the time you leave my office, when I do filler, you will say, wow, because filler is instantaneous. And what are we talking about? We're talking, you know, there's a bunch of different names for these things now, but it's dermal filler, it's wrinkle filler. It's a material that is usually hyaluronic acid. I talk about it so much on this show because it has really revolutionized my field. Back in the old days, you know, in the days before 2003, which was when Restylane was introduced and FDA approved, before that we had collagen, not so good. I didn't like using collagen. I did it reluctantly when someone said, I've got these wrinkles. You've got to take care of this for this TV appearance or whatever it was. So I injected the collagen, but collagen wasn't a good filler. It's off the market now. You can't get it. But we have hyaluronic acid, which is a great filler. And we have different grades of hyaluronic acid. We have some really thin material. So, for instance, the Restylane products, there's and those are ones that I happen to use a lot of. I also use Juvederm products. Those are the Allergan ones. I use I use Bellotero, which is particularly good for certain things like the lower eyelids. But these are all made of hyaluronic acid, and they're treated in a way that that alters their viscosity. Not to give you these big fancy words, but viscosity is the density of a liquid. So we all know that there are liquids like water, which is very runny, right? And then there's maple syrup, which is thicker, so it's got a higher viscosity. Well, we have fillers of different viscosities for different things. So when I put filler in your lower eyelid, I want something very, very kind of liquidy so that it spreads nicely. And I have found that, in my experience, the best of those fillers is that Bellotero. And they've actually done studies on these things. You know, Bellotero spreads very nicely, and Restylane lifts the tissue a little better. So there are nuances of differences between the fillers, and hopefully your doctor doesn't just buy the cheapest one that he or she can get her hands on that week, you know, because they got the special from the company, but rather your doctor knows the nuances of differences, so that we use different fillers in different locations. So one that I like on your cheekbones is called Voluma. It's a very thick filler and does a wonderful job. We put it right on the bone, and in my practice it has now, I have to say this, it's entirely replaced cheek implants. I haven't done a cheek implant since Voluma was FDA approved several years ago. And that's a pretty bold statement. I used to do cheek implants, usually through either the mouth or an eyelid incision, and we would build up your cheekbones. But now with this filler, it's really quite spectacular. We don't need to operate on you anymore. We can just use this filler. But it's very important to have an artistic hand when we do these fillers. And one of the most abused is that cheekbone filler, the using Voluma or Restylane Lift or one of those fillers. When, you know, we don't want to give you the Schwarzenegger appearance. Arnie is a good-looking guy, but most of you probably don't want to look like you've got cheekbones like, you know, one of these aliens in a movie. You want to look just natural. And so my goal with filler is to simply inject the filler so that you look natural. I don't want people to say to you, hey, who's your plastic surgeon who injected the filler? If they can tell that, that's not a good thing. So we want it subtle. We want it natural. There are different types of hyaluronic acids. There are also other materials, calcium, hydroxyl apatite. There's something called Sculptra. There's even one that has plastic in it. But for lots of reasons, I like hyaluronic acid. All right, we're going to have to take a short break. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC, 800-848-9222. We'll be right back.
I'll bet you've all tried skincare that just doesn't work. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created skincare that really does work and is scientifically proven to decrease the visibility of wrinkles and splotches and smooth rough skin in as little as a month. The longer you use it, the better you'll look. And because I know that you'll only stick to a skincare program long-term if it's simple, I've combined the most effective ingredients into just one morning cream and one evening serum. My morning daytime SPF cream protects your skin with sunscreen and niacin, and my nighttime serum nourishes it with vitamin C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. But some people say that the best part of my program is my invigorating and non-irritating Clean Time soap. This fall, use the WABC code to receive 15% off all my products on drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Do you know the top three promotional items for driving new customers? We do. Do you know how to make your logo come alive and magnetically attract new, long-lasting customers? We do. And do you know how to ensure your logo is delivered on the right promotional items on time at a great price? We do. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Who are we? We're 4imprint, the nation's leading team to make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items. And right now, we want to share with you, for free, the top three promotional items for driving new customers. Discover them now by texting TOP to 88988. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional items can make to help grow your brand. With 4imprint, you'll get high-quality products, exclusive items, popular brands, on-time delivery, and outstanding customer service. That's what we do. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers by texting TOP to 88988. That's T-O-P to 88988.
Aging really does sneak up on us, doesn't it? Well, there is something you can do to help you look as young as you feel. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Schedule a consultation in my new 5th Avenue or my Somerset, New Jersey offices, and we'll sit down for a full hour and come up with a plan just for you. This year, there are some great new procedures, like longer-lasting wrinkle fillers and the incredible InstaLift, which dramatically lifts your cheeks and jowls in a one-hour exam room procedure. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? And we all have wrinkles. You know, when do you get wrinkles, by the way? Yeah, I've seen people in their late 20s with wrinkles. And usually those are people with either smoking histories or lots of sun exposure or pretty light skin and animated faces. But really, in their late 20s, I've seen people with wrinkles, and I've started doing procedures on them. But certainly in the 30s, they begin in earnest. And by the 40s, if you don't have a wrinkle, you are probably either seeing a plastic surgeon or really have a great makeup artist, or maybe you're just very blessed genetically. But most of us get those. They start around the eyes. It's that very first one that really bothers us, isn't it? And then they kind of grow. They spread, the crow's feet wrinkles, and then the wrinkles around the mouth and on the cheeks. So we get those. We're all humans, and there are so many things we can do now in the field of plastic surgery to help you with the wrinkles. And one of the easier ones is that wrinkle filler. So if you had wrinkle filler this week, next week, or even a few days before New Year's Eve, your wrinkles will look significantly better on New Year's Eve. Now, what's the downside of waiting? Well, everybody bruises when we inject wrinkle filler. And the reason for that is the way I do wrinkle filler. Well, the downside is you're going to bruise for 3 or 4, sometimes 5 days. But the upside is, you ready for this? You know how many injections I do in a typical wrinkle filling session? Some of you might faint if you hear this, but my nurse stopped counting once. I think it was somewhere in the 300s, and I wasn't anywhere close to finishing 300 separate injections. And the reason there are so many is I inject little tiny amounts, very, very small amounts with each injection, so that we give you a natural result. You know, when you just smush that stuff in and then just inject a lot, like unfortunately so many do, you only have to look around the Upper East Side or in Beverly Hills or on television repeatedly. I saw on the Hallmark Channel yesterday, one that my wife enjoys watching, the lips are just incredible with what are these people doing? Anyway, if we use very small amounts of filler, then we get natural results. But in order to do that, we need to numb you up. So I had someone come in my office 2 days ago, and she said, don't give me any anesthetic. I'm fine. I had a root canal. I didn't have any anesthetic. I said, no. The Geneva Convention, I think, outlaws not giving you anesthetic for this. I said, let me just numb you up. And the way I numb you up is like a dentist does. So there are 4 nerves inside the mouth that we very gently numb up, and then you get completely numb and should feel almost nothing. There are some areas that the nerves don't hit, and so we use Emla cream also, like the corner of the mouth and right underneath the nose. So we use Emla cream. That's an anesthetic cream. We put it on your skin a half an hour beforehand. Some people come in with it on, and some people sit in the waiting room with it on because they don't want to be driving in their car with this cream all over their face with the saran wrap, and then they get pulled over by the police officer and have to explain that they're going to the plastic surgeon's office. So anyway, we numb you up, and you shouldn't feel anything. And then it takes an hour, sometimes a little bit more than that, and we inject the filler. I inject it. I don't delegate it to anybody. I don't give it to my nurse. I don't give it to a physician's assistant or a colleague. It's me. 100% of the time, and I feel pretty strongly about that. I know there are doctors that say, my nurse will do this. I don't think that can be done as effectively by a board-certified plastic surgeon, because I really understand the anatomy. I've operated on your anatomy or anatomy just like yours. I've done facelifts for 30-something years. And to do filler and do it the right way, it's got to be done, I think, by a plastic surgeon. Yeah, you could do filler by a non-plastic surgeon or by a nurse or whatever, and in some states, not even a nurse. But I don't think you can get the result and so that I can provide for you. So, for instance, this week I did see one woman who had another doctor inject her, and it looks like he just injected the center of her lips, leaving out the lateral half an inch on either side. What's the lateral? Lateral means off to the ear. So she was left with these little Kewpie lips, which looked really kind of funny. Plus, her lips were not balanced properly. You know, there's a proper ratio of the upper lip to the lower lip. The upper lip should be smaller than the lower lip. I won't bore you with the exact number. But there's a correct ratio, and I see people all the time whose lips have been evened out by doctors who just don't understand beauty, where they've had too much injected into that upper lip, and then it kind of pouches out much the same way as a duck, right? Unfortunately, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You only have to watch TV to see what I'm talking about. So we want to do it artistically. We want to do it carefully. We want to do it painlessly. And then by the time you get to that mirror at the checkout counter, you look at yourself and you'll say, wow, it's instant. But you will bruise, so you get some of that good makeup like Dermablend or something like that. Get it in advance of the procedure. Match it up to the color of your skin. And they have all different colors from very, very light to very, very dark. And you really do want to get that in advance because everybody bruises. And you don't see it immediately. You don't see it that first evening. It kind of creeps up the next day. But that's normal and coverable. So that's how I do filler. And filler is one of those things that you can do right up to if you're going to that party New Year's Eve. I don't think I'd do it on December 31st, but certainly a couple days beforehand, you can have filler. But remember, Botox takes a while to kick in. Filler is immediate. So what else can you do? Well, right now we have InstaLift. That's the new kid on the block. That's the new procedure. And in my own little voting, I voted that as the best new procedure of 2017. We'll see. Coming up to 2018, I don't know what we'll have. I'm not sure what new things will be around the corner. It's always exciting in my field because every year there's a few things that are kind of groundbreaking. And I do think that this year it is InstaLift. What is InstaLift? It's a suture. It's a stitch with little cones that are attached to it, and they can only go in one direction. So I put them in your cheek, and I pull up on the stitch, and up goes your jowl. So if you're not quite ready for a facelift, you have jowls, you've got sagging folds in your skin, sagging cheeks, then the InstaLift might be something that will help you. There are other things that are more subtle. So Ulthera is another one of those non-invasive things. But Ulthera's work on the jowls is more subtle than InstaLift. InstaLift is, it's a great name, right? InstaLift, instant lift, and it really does provide that. But there's some downtime, and you don't think so because we don't think of these non-invasives as requiring downtime, but we call it non-invasive because there's no knife and no incision, but there is interruption of tissue. I place a stitch underneath your skin, and I lift up. If we were doing a facelift, I would be removing the skin. That's what a facelift does. But we're not removing it here. So what happens, it kind of bunches up. And you look like a Kardashian. No, not the Kardashians of Beverly Hills. The Kardashians of Star Trek. Those of you who watch Star Trek, fans of the early shows, know that alien species had this little ridge of skin out in front of their ears, and that's what you look like for about maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 days or so until that settles down. And so, yes, you'll feel just fine, but with InstaLift, you do have to hide for, I recommend, a week, but then it looks good, and it will lift those jowls and cheeks for, they're not quite sure because it's new technology, and that's what happens. probably about a year and a half, maybe a little bit more in some people, and maybe a little less. So it fills a category of non-invasive, so it's not surgery, but it is more aggressive than, let's say, Althera. Whereas, what is Althera? Althera is high-energy focused ultrasound. That's another one that you can have before New Year's Eve. However, the real problem with Althera is it takes a while for it to work. It's a great technology. It's the only thing I know of that can smooth crepey skin. So crepey skin, particularly in the neck where we cannot laser you, crepey skin is difficult. Even if we do a facelift, it helps the crepey skin, and 6 months later it's back, because as soon as you get a little bit of relaxation of the skin, that crepiness comes back. So what does Althera do? That's high-energy focused ultrasound. It's heat applied through the skin using sound energy. It is really cool. So that was the best thing of 2010. That was my vote way back then, and I've been using it since then, and I've been very happy with Althera. It's one of those non-invasive treatments, but it does take a while. We see about 10, maybe 20% of the effect immediately, but then it takes anywhere from 3 to 6 months to see the full tightening effect, because what is it really doing? It's applying heat underneath the skin in a very controlled way. I've had it 3 times. That's the only procedure that I've had. I've just violated my own confidentiality. I can talk about myself. Can't talk about you. But I've had Althera 3 times. I'm ready for it again. Those of you who have seen me, I could use a little bit of a lift. So I will have Althera. I'm going to have one of the residents at Columbia. I'm going to teach. I teach the residents at Columbia and Cornell. So we're going to. That's how they learn. They're going to learn on me this time. So Althera, it applies focused ultrasound underneath the skin, and the response of your skin is to shrink the tissue and generate collagen, which is exactly what you need as you grow older. So what does it do? It lifts the cheeks a little bit. It lifts the neck a little bit. Lifts the jowls a little bit. But it's subtle in most people. But it is a great technology. Insta-lift, less subtle. Facelift, not subtle at all. But that's surgery. All right. Yeah, I could talk about this for 2 hours, but they only give me one. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. Thank you so much for listening these 12 years. We'll be back for another year starting next week. You can call me in the office, 732-422-9600 in Central Jersey, 212-753-1820 in New York. Thanks so much for great engineering. We'll see you all next week.
This program was sponsored by Dr. Perry Skindustries, LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.